This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. New rules that make it easier for companies to fly drones will have impact on many businesses, from farming to real estate to media. One sector that is especially interested in putting drones in the sky is the insurance industry. From WNPR in Connecticut, Patrick Scahill reports.
I'm at Claim University. It's a giant warehouse operated by Travelers where insurance adjusters go to train. Inside are dinged-up cars, damaged storefronts, and big model houses. And while you might not think of insurance adjusters as risk-takers, Patrick Gee, who works on auto and property claims for Travelers, says they can be.
It's obviously whenever you climb ladders or you get up on a roof, despite well-trained claim professionals with safety standards, there's always the risk of an accident occurring.
Which gets us to that buzzing noise. It's a tiny drone hovering over our heads. As Gee talks, it zips over the model house's shingled roof and snaps photos of damage.
Often if we need to evaluate a roof that's really complicated and very, very steep, we might need to bring in an outside expert that's specially trained with all the harnesses and rigging to evaluate damage on steep roofs.
But now that FAA regulations have been loosened, Gee says a certified adjuster could stay off that roof entirely, flying a drone to get all the pictures they need on their first visit.
It'll be something that most field people will have a drone in their trunk or their back pocket.
Jay Jablowski is with Hartford Steam Boiler, an insurance company that, among other things, you guessed it, covers steam boilers, sometimes several stories tall.
We're looking at, can we actually use drones inside the boiler to get some of the information so we don't necessarily have to set up the scaffolding inside of a boiler?
Tom Carroll, general counsel at the National Association of Mutual Insurance Companies, says the use of drones could extend beyond individual claims. Think large-scale disasters.
If you have a limited amount of appraisers and a limited amount of people that can actually go there and the place is fairly inaccessible, that drone can maybe do the work of 10 people in the time of one.
Back at the training site at Travelers, Patrick Gee says as fall weather brings rain, hail, or
possibly a hurricane,
hundreds of adjusters will ramp up their training, getting certified in the hopes of using more drones and fewer ladders while out taking claims. In Hartford, I'm Patrick Scahill for Marketplace.